Well, good morning. It is 6:20 a.m. on Friday, April 7th, 2023. 50 degrees, which is precisely 10 degrees Celsius. Such a rare thing to have a precise Fahrenheit to Celsius translation with no decimal points. 92% humidity. No big hair dude on the train this morning. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Day two of the new mic. Yesterday, I got a look at the, recorded and went back home and loaded up the audio file. And it was loud. I don't know if it seemed loud to you, but the waveform was just all spiky. Morning. I'm not used to seeing big spiky waveforms when I load up the audio file. So I'm going to try talking a little less like I'm projecting to the back of the room today. We'll see if that moderates the audio a bit. We'll see. Maybe you won't be able to hear me and this will all be incoherent mumbling. Instead of blather, it'll be the mumble. But so 50 degrees is the cutoff point to wearing gloves. Just a little detail about the whole morning walk prep. At 50 degrees, I will still wear the warm overcoat, but I eschew gloves, which changes the way everything feels. I am carrying an umbrella because it was raining. It's not really right now, but better safe than sorry, especially when you're carrying electric gear attached to your hat. But I can feel the grip of the umbrella. I can feel the coffee cup on under my fingers. And it's a subtle thing, but it changes the way things feel. Subtly. And subtle little shifts can have a dramatic impact on your state of mind. And as soon as I talk about it, it's like, now it's all I can think about. Oh my God. You can't not think about something. As soon as I say, don't think about an elephant, it's like, boom, you're thinking about elephants. Speaking of which, my buddy James had given me a movie recommendation on Netflix called The Magician's Elephant. And within the last day or two, I had occasion to watch it. And it's absolutely charming. It's an animated film, very much, I don't know if you saw the Guillermo del Toro Pinocchio, but it felt very much like that. It's very definitely a fairy tale sort of thing, but it's got a lot of heart. And like I say, it's incredibly charming and lovely. So So I can highly recommend that. Sorry, there was a dude chasing a car, yelling up the street. It's like, I don't know what's going on there. There's a lot of that going on. I guess it's happening all around you all the time, but it's like something will catch your attention. It's like just baffling. I do not know what is going on there. It's not like I have to know what's going on, but towels. But I like to. I mean, that's as you cast your gaze about your day and you see something that just doesn't make sense. You know, 5 packages of bottled water strewn on the ground. What's that about? Well, that was explained to me by friends that somebody was probably got a hold of some free bags of water and emptied out the plastic to get the recycling. It's like, yeah, that tracks with what I've seen around town. So you see stuff and you want to understand the context. You want to know where it fits in the scheme of things. I think part of that is our storyteller brain wanting to know the narrative. Maybe it's my storyteller brain. Let's not make broad generalizations, Dave. I'd like to know the story. And in your own house, in your own apartment or house or whatever, there's very little of that going on. You don't look at your bookshelf and say, huh, what's going on over there? It's like, no, you put that bookshelf there. You filled that bookshelf with things. There's no ambiguity of narrative in your own place, which I guess is kind of the point. It's your place, your story. You surround yourself with your story and the trappings of your narrative. But when you go out in the world, now suddenly it's not, you're not the author anymore. You're just one of the authors in a much larger collaborative narrative. But I take my responsibility as a storyteller very seriously. So when I see things, I look at them and go, okay, this is the story. May not be the correct story, but you know, see a guy parked catawampus. Wonderful word, catawampus. I see a car parked inaccurately. And it's like, huh, that person was in a hurry. Or was severely distracted. Or whatever. That's fine. If I have a finite set of narrative options, I'm okay with that. It could be this, it could be this, or it could be this. Okay. Those are the 3 things that it could be. And it may be something else, but that doesn't matter because I've got those narratives nailed down. When I see a guy running after a car, shouting, incoherently, I might add. Not that he was being incoherent, but I couldn't understand what he was saying. So I don't know what the context is. And I tend to fixate on that for at least a little while. Bone rattler. Okay, bone rattler is coffee, by the way. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting there's people that have not been here forever. Bone Rattler is one of the brews of coffee that Corpse Coffee makes. And that is what is in my cup this morning. And it's doing its job, rattling my bones. Morning. That's a dude I've seen more than once. Potential NPC material. I think I've discovered something about myself. I really need to find a therapist. I need to find someone to talk this stuff through with. Not that I don't have a wealth of wise and compassionate friends with whom to discuss it with, but finding a therapist would allow me to share it objectively and work it through to move towards a healing state of some kind. But I think I have been desperate for someone to care for. Not necessarily romantically, but I had been caring for Terry for so long. And so focused and exclusively, to the exclusion of all other things, caring for Terry, that became my raison d'etre, my value in the world. And, you know, immediately after, cast adrift in the world, after she passed, into pandemic, very few connections are made, were able to be made, other than virtual ones, which are lovely, but not the type of interaction that I think I was craving. And then Muse came along, and then Dad's back surgery. So go and take care of Dad. Not that Dad needed taking care of, but supporting someone you care for when they need support. And then with Muse, and then even with Allie, I'm aware of this almost irrational, instinctive urge to care for them in some way. Not that any of them need caring for, but to be a source of support and comfort and other words that mean support and comfort. And that has kind of, there's almost a, not a manic, but there's a compulsion there. And I need to back off from that. I mean, it's a good instinct to take care of other people, but when it's your driving instinct, when that's the reason that you're getting involved, that I think that puts a very different spin on the nature of the relationship. And I don't want that with Muse or with Allie. In both of those cases, these are astonishing people who I care for, but I don't want to care for, or I don't want the caring of for them to be the foundation on which I build whatever it is I'm building with them. Yeah. Anyway, I am so through Jameson Square. I am actually standing in front of my apartment building going, I guess I should probably wrap this up. So let's do that, shall we? It's Friday. It's the weekend is like practically here, which is a lovely thing. One more day of doing the needful, and then it's the weekend. And that's a lovely thing. I hope you have a fabulous Friday. I hope you could hear all of this. I have so many hopes. I hope you heard this. I hope, I don't know. I hope, I'm trying to find a theme in there. I'm not even sure there is one. Welcome to the Pearlcast, where themes and content are random and unspecified. But have a great day. And regardless, we've got Zig. Brother Zigalicious. The Funkmeister, the Flowmaster. He tells us that despite everything we can create. And that's good advice. Create new understanding of yourself. That's always a good thing to create. We can't help. We create all the darn time. Doing it with intent, that just turns up the volume on it. So crank up the volume. And speaking of volume cranking, love fearlessly. That turns up the volume on everything too. It also increases your focus. I mean, when you care about something deeply and you surrender to that completely, everything gets brighter and clearer and sweeter. And all the errs. So grab yourself some errs today. Make things err. I'm blathering. I will do the same, I promise. And I will talk to you soon.